Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Samar Lem Amamuna, the one who was in charge, told the Kohanim after they figured out who won which lottery. And he told them, Tsuaru, go out and see. Imhigiyas Mana Shchita, come see if the time to shech the animals has come. So Imhigiya, if it's the time to shech the Karban HaTamid, which could not be done at night, it had to be on the daytime. So, Haroa Omer Barkai, the one who saw it would say, Barkai, it's already time, the sun is starting to rise. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, he would say, and not until the first crack of light, but rather he had to wait until the whole east started to dawn. Adshu b'chevron, and then they would say, is it already a chevron? V'hu omer hein, and he would say, yes, it would be seen already in chevron. Samar lahem. So then the Mamuna would tell the Kohanim, who were able to do the tamid, suva aviyu talar milishkas atloim, go ahead and get a sheep from the lishkas atloim. Very lishkas atloim, ha'isa b'miktsoa tzvonis marabis, the special space, the office of the sheep, was in the northwestern corner. V'arba lishkos ha'yusar. There were four offices there. Achas lishkas ha'toloim, v'achas lishkas ha'chosamos. One was the place where they kept the lambs. One was the place where they kept the tokens. V'achas lishkas beis ha'moked. And one was the beis ha'moked, which always had the fire burning. V'achas lishkas she'osim ba'lachem ha'panim. And one was the place where they went ahead and prepared the lachem ha'panim. So now we understand how the place was set up, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will continue with our study and figure out where we continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.